Hello and welcome to the Last Mixtape Podcast. My name is Stephen White, and on this week's show, we review Mel's sophomore album Field Theory and the latest music from the week that was. But first, yes, dear listener, you're very welcome back to the Last Mixtape Podcast with me, Stephen White. This week we turn our attention to Melt's brand new album, Field Theory, the second from the band following 2022's debut offering Maelstrom. There's an undeniable drive to Melt's Field Theory, taken from long passages of krautrock slash post-punk influences like Tangerine Dream and Kraftwerk. Melt's condensed the sound into an album alive with relatively short, sharp shocks. Special shout out to Wilding, clocking in at 6 minutes on the album, being possibly the longest track in there. Field Theory is an album where rhythm and tempo are essential colours on the palette. Figment kicks the record off with Giorgio Moroder-esque synth lines that slowly get engulfed by raging, noise-ridden guitars, all before a pointed vocal locks in and pushes things further forward. This punchy nature is where Melts thrive. From the urgent, quick-snap melodies of Waves of Wonder to the bouncing, cut-up sounds of Main Sequence, and finally the atmospheric, haunting closer Softly Breathes, Field Theory contains multitudes in its scope and its texture. Pair this with Shelter of the Shade, a track that falls into Pink Floyd-esque One of These Days levels of rhythmic hypnosis, and we find Melts have total command of their music, making Field Theory a self-assured exhibition of their abilities. And so it goes. With Field Theory, Melts delve further into a soundscape of their own making. Striking, lasting and far-reaching, the kaleidoscopic nature of Field Theory results in an album that magpies from a myriad of genres to create something cinematic and singular. So with that, I highly recommend you check out Melts' brand new album, Field Theory, out now via Fuzz Club and available in all the usual places and spaces. Melts are also about to embark on a tour, so catch them when you can and when they come into town. And that is my review of Melt's new album, Field Theory. Now, over to the count. Yes, dear listener, they seek him here, they seek him there, those musos seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven or is he at the disco? That damned elusive Count of Monte Playlisto. Yes, dear listener, the styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, playlist making, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun, has delved deep into the latest releases from the Irish music scene to deliver another beautiful bounty in the shape of TLMT's mixtape on Spotify. Let us do this. Link is in the bio. Let us go. There's a lot of people, I think, probably wondering, when's he gonna stop doing that? The answer is probably never. It takes a lot to do it. Okay, so delving into this week's Irish mixtape, we start off with the brand new single from Fast Rising Act, His Father's Voice, and their new single, Arm's Length. And yeah, this is one of those tracks where the minute the drum beat kicked in, I was like, sold to the man in black. I will absolutely adore this song, whatever happens afterwards. And I did. This is a great, great track with a lot of those alt-rock textures kind of coming in. And just so superly produced and so superly written as well. You know, we've been talking the last few weeks with bands like Virgins and all of them. And bands just hitting that, new bands hitting that sound and hitting like the genre they want to do, the sound they want to do, the songwriting they want to do, the production they want to do. And this is just another one. This is an incredibly accomplished track by such a band in such early stages. From the vocals to the guitar playing to the drums, everything has this kind of sense of self and sense of place within the genre expectation. I think I saw a tweet. I don't think it was about this. So I did see a tweet earlier from Stephen Byrne from the Golden Plek, and he was talking about how many great new bands that are coming out, or people making debuts, or people coming onto the scene in comparison to second albums and things like that. And yeah, I thought that that's a very fair point, and this kind of proves it. So His Father's Voice, Arm's Length, yeah, just a great introduction to this band. And again, just seem like, wow, okay, you're already at a point. I'm not going to say they're perfect and they're already there, but like this is a hell of an introduction. So yeah, check it out. His Father's Voice, Arm's Length, has been added to the playlist. Moving on to our next track, and I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly, Fee Gray with I Might Be Drunk, But At Least I'm In Love, which is a fantastic title for a track. I absolutely adore this. Yeah, this one is texturally awash. There is so much going on within the songwriting and in the production. It's truly impressive that everything gets its space and everything gets its time. There is a lot going on. It goes for that maximal kind of sound whilst also holding on to a dreamy, dream pop-esque type sound that Fee Gray is able to encapsulate within this track. And I have to admit, this is the first track I've heard from them. And I thought, wow, okay, stylistically, this is something that is incredibly on the money. And as I was saying, just like something very hard to achieve and hard to achieve well, especially when you have so many elements, so many things going on, it can sometimes be too much. But I think that Fee Gray really walks that tightrope and achieves something that is very striking upon first listen and continues to bring out new sounds and new little hidden gems within the music. So I think Fee Gray has really done something very impressive with a very, once again, almost like His Father's Voice, very early iteration. I think only thing that Fee Gray has a couple of singles out there. And this, yeah, I think stylistically really hits the money. And yeah, I think I love a good title, and I Might Be Drunk, But At Least I'm In Love is a fantastic title. And it's a fantastic song from Fee Gray as well. So that has also been added to the Last Mixtapes Irish Spotify playlist. Next up, we have 10 Hail Marys with their brand new single, I Had a Dream. So moving on to something that is a lot more jagged and gritty and grotty in its sound. And yeah, from the very opening shuddering guitar kind of lines in this track, you know exactly where you are. And 10 Hail Marys really nail that feeling of textural unease and grit into the sound, whilst also, I think, creating some real dynamic thrusts and moves to it, because there's, you know, peaks and troughs to this song. And that's the essential thing when you're doing this. If you go back to the forefathers of sounds like this, if you go back to, let's say, maybe the Pixies as an example of loud, quiet, loud, quiet, loud, quiet, bang. This is it. This goes to it. And they do it in a way that it isn't so quiet that it's just whispered. It has a sound, it has a jaggedness to it. It's more of a textural dynamic of loud, quiet. But I think it's a hell of a track. And yeah, there's, as we were saying, like there's a lot of these bands coming out with very self-actualized and self-realized production and songwriting and ways of being and producing this type of music. And I have to say, this is another great track. And I Had a Dream by 10 Hail Marys has been added to the list. And another textural shift now as we move on to April and her brand new single, Stretch. And yeah, this track is so dreamlike and dreamy and hazy. And there's a real moment quite near the start of the track where we get these harmonies that come in. And they're very beautifully layered, beautifully blended. And it's upon this kind of slight tiptoed bedrock of acoustic guitar. And it has that, yeah, it has that kind of bedroom pop feel to it, whilst having quite a widescreen sound in terms of how the melodies and the harmonies are produced and performed. And an incredibly welcome return from April with this more contemplative, subtle production. And I think, yeah, it's a beautifully, beautifully written track and a beautifully performed track in how the melodies and harmonies are stacked and layered onto each other, adding to that dreamlike, flowy nature. It's really a track that you'd come back to a lot of the time to kind of delve into just how great those harmonies are. And it's a hell of a track and a hell of a return from April. And the song is Stretch, and it is out now, and it is on the playlist. moving on to a similar kind of texture and dreamlike nature to it, we have Shiv with Limerence. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And this, oh my God, the vocals on this. I love a good vocal, and I love a beautifully performed one like this. And it has so much tenderness to it, and it has so much heart to it that you can't help but absolutely fall in love with it. Shiv has been an artist that has been growing and growing and growing on the Irish music scene, and you can see why. There's a real sense of stylistic self to the music and heart to the music and feel to it. It has that mix of, as I say, kind of there's a dreaminess to it. There's also this beautiful, soulful R&B sound to it and the way the vocals are performed. And it's a beautiful, beautiful track, Limerence, from an artist that is, you know, ever growing and ever establishing their sound and their power as a creator and as a musician. So yeah, this is the latest track from Shiv, Limerence, and it has been added to the playlist. And closing out this week's Irish mixtape from the Count of Monte playlist, though, we have Amy Cuff with Before We Were Us. And this is a beautiful track that really meets the expectation because it has this kind of pulsing beat behind it. The production has this very slick, stylistically appropriate, all-pop sound with this added kind of haze above it. And you can just feel that it's building to something, it's building something, building something. And it really plays with those expectations, just pulling it back, pulling it back, pulling it back, before really leaving, opening the scope and pulling back the curtains on what is a hell of a track and a hell of a central performance from Amy Cuff within it. And the track itself really, as I say, plays with those hooks, plays with those beats, and places them into somewhere that is stylistically appropriate for the sound, but also additive to it, and establishes more layers to Amy Cuff the artist and Amy Cuff the song as well. So yeah, it's a beautifully performed track and beautifully produced track. One that, you know, when you press play on it, you go, okay, I know where we are. I know what this is. And it meets that expectation and it adds to it as well. And you're just going, okay, you know, give it to me. Give me the chorus. Give me the hook. And yeah, it, as I say, it plays with that expectation really, really well. And in terms of the performance and production, they both kind of build up. I don't want to say it's a tension, but it's very much like we're building to something. Stick with us here. And it really nails it when it does. So yeah, that's a fantastic new track from Amy Cuff, and is Before We Were Us. And that has also been added to the Irish music playlist on Spotify. And yeah, that's the tracks from this week. That's it from the Count of Monte playlist. So we will be back next week to talk about more tracks on the playlist. So some gigs coming up this week around Dublin town. We have Take Mount Grey in the Three Olympia playing two nights on the 17th and the 18th of April. We also have Dig Deep playing Whelan's Upstairs venue on the 18th of April. Mick Flannery's also playing Whelan's in the main stage for three nights over the 18th, 19th and 20th. Alicia plays the Grand Social on Friday, April 19th. And Big Thief, songwriter and acclaimed artist in their own right, Adrian Lecker, plays Vicar Street on Sunday night, April 21st. And so it goes, and there it went. But before I go, I would like to take 2 seconds to talk about the second anniversary, on the day that I record this, of my novel, The Sound Between the Trees. This is not going to be a very long advert about it, but it is just to mark the occasion that 2 years ago, I released my first ever novel. It's up on the links in the bio and on Amazon and all that kind of stuff. The Sound Between the Trees on this day. And it was my own personal Everest to conquer. And it took me years and years and years, one, to write it, and two, to get the courage to put it out there into the world. And yeah, it was a hell of a journey going through a lot of stuff, including imposter syndrome, which I do get, and I'm sure people maybe listening sometimes get. And it was, yeah, a very special thing to me, and it still is a very special thing to me, and I'm very proud of the achievement of doing it and the act of doing it. I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, so I won't go on about it. But it is just, for me, on a personal little note, to note that The Sound Between the Trees is 2 years old. And yeah, basically to say to anyone who is a piece of art that they're sitting on, or a talent even, that they're sitting on, that they feel, oh, like maybe a bit of imposter syndrome about, or, oh, I can't do that, or, I, you know, that's not for me, or whatever your feeling might be, that's not true. It's art is for everybody. It belongs to us and no one in particular. And if you have a piece of art, whatever medium it is, regardless of what scene is out there or what, you know, structure is out there, or the horrible word industry, create and put it out there, if that's what you want to do and that's what you feel like you want to do, because, you know, the world is always better with more art in it. Yeah. So yeah, shout out to anyone who might be feeling that way. The Sound Between the Trees, it's my novel. It's written about mental health. It is written about isolation. It is written about being lost in your mid-20s, set in a fictional music festival down in Waterford called The Sound Between the Trees. And it has the central characters, Sam and Kat, and their worlds colliding in that setting. And yeah, I hope maybe you might enjoy it. And have you, if you've read it already, I hope you did enjoy it. I said I wouldn't go on about this, so I'm going to stop. So, yeah, to close out the show, you can submit all your new music and gigs to me via stephen@thelastmixtape.com or via any other method of communication you deem fit. So, but for now, that was the Last Mixtape podcast. You were the listener. I was Stephen White. Hey, so long.